For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. There are three Republicans running to unseat Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin this year. None of them are very well known or well funded, but they all say they don't like the governor's performance during his first term in office. It'll be a big challenge for any of the candidates to take down a sitting governor, but polls show Bevin as the most unpopular governor in the country. Capitol reporter Rylan Barton has this roundup of Bevin's Republican challengers.
State Representative Robert Goforth, real estate developer Ike Lawrence, and school bus driver William Woods all want to beat Matt Bevin in next week's Republican primary. Goforth is the most well-funded of the candidates, having jump-started his campaign with a $750,000 loan. He's only raised about $16,000 besides that. He doesn't like how Bevin is handling the pension crisis.
Since this governor has been the governor, he's supposed to be investing our dollars wisely, but yet that pension board has paid out $400 million in management fees in 2016, 17, and 18 to his hedge fund cronies.
Goforth is a pharmacist from East Bernstadt in eastern Kentucky. He was first elected to the State House of Representatives during a special election in 2018. He won re-election a few months later. During his first year in office, he got to see an incredible display of opposition to Bevin's policies when thousands of teachers repeatedly descended on Frankfort to protest proposed pension changes. This year, he watched Bevin veto a bill that would have provided relief to universities and small state agencies facing a massive spike in the amount they have to contribute to the pension system. Goforth accuses Bevin of flip-flopping on the issue.
He realized that there's more employees that were against the bill than for it, and so it's another political stunt like Matt Bevin always pulls on everybody.
Ike Lawrence is a perennial candidate for elected office. Most recently, he ran in the crowded race for mayor of Lexington last year. Lawrence says he's running because he can do a better job than Bevin.
Governor Bevin is big on bringing companies from outside to grow our economy. Right now, he's 0 for 2 in the two companies that he's looking at.
Lawrence is critical of two big economic development initiatives Bevin has pushed. Battery maker Enerblue was supposed to build a $300 million plant in Pikeville, but suspended the plans after the company said a primary investor pulled out. And he doesn't like the Brady Industries aluminum plant planned for Greenup County. Lawrence says he doesn't support Bevin's model of using tax incentives to attract companies to the state.
I'm a big believer that this economic development that comes out of the Treasury and out of the governor's office isn't working.
William Woods is a school bus driver from Corinth in northern Kentucky. He's a lifelong Republican and says he supported Bevin during the 2015 election, but his support waned after the governor made inflammatory comments about teachers. He said Bevin is a bad role model for kids.
They see enough of that at home. They don't need to see it from elected officials. When you have a governor who goes out and calls public educators thugs, how sad is that?
Woods previously ran to be a state lawmaker in 2012, but lost in the Republican primary. He says he doesn't like the direction his party has been going in recent years and has some positions that don't sound like other Republicans in the state. For example, he supports keeping the Medicaid expansion and thinks Republicans are disingenuously pushing the abortion issue.
And isn't it funny how these bills get passed during election season to rile up the base? How about rallying up the base with a little honesty and saying, hey, I don't have the right to tell you what to do with your body, you know, but if you're going to have this done, you know, are you sure? Do you need any advice? Do you need any help?
Representative Goforth is the only of the three candidates who's bought any airtime in support of his campaign. Though none of the candidates have much name recognition, polls show Bevin as incredibly unpopular. It remains to be seen just how much they can chip away at his base. I'm Rylan Barton in Frankfort.
You can find more on Kentucky's gubernatorial candidates at our website, wkyufm.org.